With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. After denouncing one of its candidates last week, the Montana Green Party has received commitment statements from five remaining candidates running for congressional and state legislative seats. The party issued a statement denouncing John Gibney last Friday after he refused to apologize for what they described as bigoted comments made during a 2016 anti-immigration rally in Missoula. Gibney reportedly told the Missoulian that Obama was, quote, a black Muslim trying to bring this country down, end quote, and that immigrants, quote, rape, kill, and destroy, end quote. Party officials had requested that remaining candidates provide statements of commitment to the party's values in an effort to ensure their legitimacy. Danielle Brecht is the Green Party coordinator.
It was important for the party's image, but it's also a very useful way to start getting our candidates' names out there into the public.
All candidates issued those statements Monday. Timothy Adams and Steve Kelly are challenging John Tester in the U.S. Senate race. Doug Campbell is chasing Greg Gianforte's U.S. House seat. Adrian Owen Wagner is running for a Montana House seat, and Greg Stanberg is vying for a state Senate seat currently occupied by Democrat Diane Sands. Party coordinator Breck says the Green Party platform includes ecological responsibility, social equality, and getting corporate money out of politics. She says accusations that the party is trying to spoil the election for Democrat and Republican hopefuls is unfair and disregards a building movement.
I think we have a good group of candidates. We're working together actively. We don't have a lot of money. We don't have a lot of resources. What we do have is excited people and people who want to go out and knock on doors and talk on phones and get to know their neighbors and talk about these issues.
Candidate statements can be viewed online at mtgreenparty.com. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.